Hey, Mike Lynch here.
Hey, and I'm Patrick Harris.
You probably like baseball, which is why you're listening to this. This is the Hot Corner Podcast.
Well, I kind of like baseball. I guess I'll tune in.
Baseball's pretty neat, so thanks for listening. This is brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Center.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
Woo, baseball!
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball.
Play ball!
It's time for the second game of our radio doubleheader.
To third base, that is a fair ball. Manny, an impossible play. Ah, got him! Manny Machado.
The inside story on baseball and more.
The winning run on second. I mean, who would you want up more than Johnny Trenum? It's been a magical year for Johnny as he comes into the last game with a 699 average.
All right, come on, it's getting dark.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch.
It's a perfect day for softball here at the stadium. 55,000 on hand for Johnny Trenum. Bobblehead day here. I mean, it's a great day for the kids. All fans 16 and under will get one. And can Johnny go for the 700 batting average?
Do you ever shut the f*** up?
On 1080 The Fan.
Welcome into the second hour of the Hot Corner. We have Fantasy Grind at 8:30. Any questions, comments, or concerns? Mike's here to help you. 55305 is the Bridgeport Beers text line. Mike Lynch 27, P Diddy 085, Joe Fish 3. That's the Twitter life. We spend the next half hour. I'm literally going to fill out my All-Star Game ballot right now.
Yeah, we do this every year, and it's always kind of eye-opening to see some of the players you've missed who are playing well. Like, did you know that Justin Smoak is one of the best first basemen in the American League this year?
I do now in prep for this.
Yeah. Did you know Yonder Alonso is having probably the best season of his career?
I do, only because of fantasy reasons. Otherwise, I would never have known that.
Okay. You lead the way, sir. I'll vote along with you. I got the ballot up here.
All righty, here we go. I think I went on a start in the American League. And we'll just go to start at the first base position. There's some interesting candidates here. As Mike mentioned, Yonder Alonso is there. Jose Abreu is having a decent year. Miguel Cabrera is always a guy. Leader in the clubhouse in terms of batting average would be Eric Hosmer. Joe Mauer and the Feelgood Twins. Logan Morrison leading the league among first basemen in home runs. Who would have thought I'd ever say that?
Not I.
But I just did. And as Mike mentioned, Justin Smoak, who is quietly hitting 300 with 20 dingers and 48 RBIs for a team whose offense kind of sucks.
So I want to try to do this almost like an MVP vote in my mind, where I don't want to just pick the best numbers. I want to pick a guy who's really good on a team that is playing really well. I want to try to compare the two as best as I can. And that's why I'm not picking Eric Hosmer, despite him leading an average, because the Royals just aren't very good.
Nice. Nice.
I think, honestly, I'm...
Danny Valencia, is that where you're going?
No. I think, honestly, where I'm going to go, and this is, it's not the best team, but it's a guy who's just really deserves it after such a long time being bad, is Justin Smoak.
I'm doing it, too. I just clicked it.
I have to... The only other option for me here is Hosmer or Alonso. I got to go Justin Smoak. The first baseman in the American League are not very good this year.
So no.
I'm going Jay Smoak, baby.
I am as well. I mean, Hosmer's got a better batting average, and the Royals have played better than they started out of the gates, but I still think they're kind of terrible, and Eric Hosmer is just like the one good player on that team. No offense. I know Sal Perez is good.
Well, you know who's... Well, you know who's leading in WAR in first base is Logan Morrison, but second is Justin Smoak.
Damn right he is.
But second is Justin Smoak, and they're right behind each other, and then there's a large gap to the rest of the first baseman. So.
Current leaders at first baseman as of 2 days ago is Hosmer with about 75,000 votes, so still close.
Okay.
Yonder Alonso in third, Miggy at four, and the Indians homers show up again at number five with Carlos Santana,
okay,
who is quite terrible. but Smoak on the heels, so I kind of really dig that. I think the next is the second base in the American League,
okay,
which if you cut out the clear starter, it would be very, very difficult to choose somebody.
Yeah, I'd say there's probably about three or four guys who are deserving in the second baseman. The clear starter you mentioned is who I'm voting for is Jose Altuve.
Yeah, ditto.
324, 11 homers, 36 ribbies. Close behind him, Starlin Castro, Robbie Cano, and even Jonathan Scope. I'll give a little love to the Orioles second baseman, Joe, as he has had a very, very good year. He used to strike out constantly, and now he's actually walking and getting some good pitches to hit, and I would consider him too, but it's got to be Jose Altuve.
And Brian Dozier's played well this year so far. He's just striking out.
Yeah, so all the time.
Yeah, so his average is just kind of atrocious. All right, Jose Altuve, that makes that easy. We'll go to shortstop in the American League.
Again, this one's going to be easy.
Which, when you think about it and you're like, oh, man, I don't know. There's so many great shortstops. I don't know if it's that easy, Mike.
Why? Who else would you pick? I'm talking about Carlos Correa, of course, as the leader. We've talked about him all year being the MVP candidate that he is.
Yeah.
He's now hitting over 300. He wasn't before.
Which makes him a great hitter, by the way.
He's got the most home runs. He's got the most RBIs. I know these are basic stats. I'm just looking at them.
Right. I'm just looking at it on the voting stats they give us.
Why would you pick anybody different in that sense? Leading in WAR is Carlos. Oh, that's backwards. Is Carlos Correa.
Oh, okay.
3.6.
That helps me feel better because I'm just kind of like, I'm looking at Xander Bogaerts, and I feel like he is the forgotten stud of the Red Sox. I think everybody's like, oh, Jackie Bradley had a 25-game hit streak last year, and Mookie Betts could have won the MVP, and this Benintendi dude can play anywhere, and he's so great, da-da-da-da-da, that we forget about Bogaerts, but you're probably right.
There are only two...
Didi Gregorius is having a great year. Just a little shout out to the shortstop of the New York Yankees.
He is. There are only two shortstops in the American League with a WAR over 3. Carlos Correa and Andrelton Simmons.
Ooh, interesting.
Then there's a very large drop off. Bogaerts is almost 2 full WAR points less than Carlos Correa. So I'm just going to throw that out there.
Well, there goes Correa at short. Mike, we're agreeing too much.
That's not the end of the world, dude.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
It just means that there's really obvious good players. Sometimes there's not, and it's a little bit tougher. I am surprised you took Justin Smoke with me, though. I was.
Well, who else was I going to take? I'm not taking Miguel Cabrera.
I don't know.
He's old. Third base, just flipping through this.
Now, third base is tough.
Third base is not tough. Third base, to me, is quite clear.
Oh, yeah, you're right, actually.
It's Adrian your boy. Beltre is hitting .303 and 89 at-bats. I mean, that clearly says all-star to me.
No, I didn't see his name. I was going to pick Miguel Sano, but no, you're right. It's probably Jose Ramirez from the Indians. He is hitting .323. He's got plenty of home runs and RBIs. It's probably between him and Sano, though. I like Sano a lot this year. He's having a good bounce-back year.
Mm-hmm. He's showing that talent that we all expected.
But Jose Ramirez is far and away the best third baseman in the American League, which is weird to say because until last year, I'd had no idea he was a person who existed in this world.
Yes, Miguel Sano is currently leading Jose Ramirez by over 200,000 votes. So if you actually watch baseball and don't just read articles and vote, you should vote for Jose Ramirez. Jose Altuve... beating Starlin Castro at second base by about 1.2 million votes. So at least they got that right.
Yes.
Miguel Sano will be the starting third baseman of the All-Star game. However,
that's pretty cool.
Jose
though.
Ramirez has the fourth best batting average in baseball and plays really solid DE and is actually on a team that could win a World Series, not just getting hot. Anyway, we're on to catcher.
And this one is where I'm going to make a little bit of an interesting decision. Based on the at-bats. Look at the stats.
Oh, wow.
Gary Sanchez is basically caught up to Salvador Perez with about 100 less at-bats.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that Gary Sanchez is the starting catcher for the American League. And it's a little homer pick.
Hashtag I am Gary. What I find interesting, the one thing that's blowing my mind about all this is looking at the at-bats of these catchers, 173, 182, 163, 141, 162, 188, and then you get to Sal Perez, and it's 256. And you're like, oh, that guy plays every day.
Every single day.
Yeah.
So does Sanchez. He was just hurt for a couple weeks.
And Jonathan Lucroy has been playing a lot. And Maldonado for the Angels has been playing a lot. To me, man, this is kind of tough. Like, I want to vote for Sal Perez. But you bring up quite the argument, Michael. Quite the argument.
Yeah. It's just I would have voted for Perez too, but Sanchez is caught up to him almost in 80 or 90 less at bats. So,
How much weight can we put on a guy that is killing it the last month for an all-star vote?
Not any.
Not any?
Are you gonna give the month of Janino a little bit of a vote here?
Maybe. I'm thinking about it. Nah, hashtag I'm Gary.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll give you Gary. Only because
I'm Gary.
Only because out of purpose, I cannot vote for... who was I going to vote for?
Sal Perez?
Yeah, I can't vote for
Royal. Oh, no. Mike Zunino.
Well, I mean, I can vote for Mike Zunino, but I'm not voting for Royal.
DH is interesting, too, because there's a guy who somebody texted in here. Trey Mancini's having a great year. I know Joe would love that.
Oh, yeah.
But there's one guy who's having a better year, and there's actually... He actually might be the best hitter in the American League, and nobody is talking about him.
Mancini?
No. There is a guy on this list who might be the best hitter in the American League right now, or maybe the second best hitter in the American League, if you want to give that to Aaron Judge, and nobody is talking about him. And it's Corey Dickerson on the Rays.
I'm looking at it.
Corey Dickerson is having...
He's got more at-bats than everybody, too.
An incredible year, and...
Gosh, can you imagine if he was still in Colorado?
I know, right? But they don't need him, because they've got a bajillion outfielders, and Charlie Blackman's having a great year. Corey Dickerson is going to be my pick for DH, although Mancini is going to come in a very close second.
I think I'm, gosh, Mike, man, you're just killing me on this, because I was going to vote for Nelly Cruz. By the way, Sal Perez defeating Gary Sanchez by almost a million votes.
Oh, good, great.
Yeah, so that's Sal Perez's to lose. Nelson Cruz is your leader in the clubhouse for the DH. Corey Dickerson, not very far behind him. You know what? I like controversy. I'm going to click Corey Dickerson.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, dude, we got to figure this out, man.
Well, we don't have to figure anything out. We can agree. It's okay to agree.
That's not good, Michael.
It's okay to have things that are okay to agree on.
Outfield. We got to wrap up outfield real quick, and then we'll switch to the National League.
Are we allowed to vote for Mike Trout?
I feel like, okay, let me go through this. Okay, Aaron Judge. All right, there's a click.
Yeah, Aaron Judge is easy.
I mean,
can we vote for Mike Trout? I'm going to vote for Yadier Garcia. He's having a great year. Don't forget about that.
I mean, like, it just feels dirty. It feels super dirty not voting for Mike Trout.
It's tough because you know he's out for in a very extended period of time.
Yeah.
But
it just feels so dirty.
In war, in the American League, Aaron Judge in first by a lot. Mike Trout in second.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right, I'm going to vote for Mike Trout because screw it.
Okay.
And we get one homer pick every time, right? For each league?
No, we don't get a homer pick.
Man, well, I can't decide if I want to vote for George Springer or Michael Brantley.
You got to vote for George Springer.
Is that it? Is that really it? Why can't I vote for Michael Brantley?
Well, because Michael Brantley stinks this year.
Dude, you stink, man. He's got a 295. That makes him a very, very good hitter.
Okay.
My
outfield is Aaron Judge, George Springer, and I will not pick Mike Trout because of the injury. I will take Yadier Garcia.
Okay, I took Aaron Judge, Mike Trout, and George Springer. All right, we finally disagreed on something. When we come back, we'll do this rodeo again with the National League. This is the Hot Corner on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
It's 8:20 here on 1080 The Fan. We're filling out all-star ballots right now, and we just discovered something that is quite strange. I believe if, whether it's at first or in the outfield, if I want to vote for Cody Bellinger, who is clearly the National League Rookie of the Year, even if he died tomorrow, which we hope he doesn't, I would have to write him in.
I don't see him on the list for outfield or for first base.
I mean, I even
looked
at, like, catcher just in case they screwed up.
No, it's not there. But he says he's making an all-star vote push, so...
Wow!
He's being voted for, but why?
Whoa.
Shining moment.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
I didn't know that existed.
You didn't? Oh, no. That's my favorite drop.
It's funny that I tried to go deeper and more like weird with my voice.
No, you went lounge singer.
Yeah. But you got to kind of make that rounded voice for that song. But my voice naturally probably is better than just my fake voice for it.
You're like, I fake sang it and it sounded worse than if I'd actually sang it.
I could be Luther Vandross just by being my voice.
Of all the great male vocalists, you chose Luther Vandross. I love it.
Well, that's who sings the song.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Right? Sorry, I was like thinking like you were racking your brain of the greatest male vocalists and you went with Luther Vandross.
No, isn't he the one who sings One Shining Moment?
You are correct. Okay. I'm sorry about that.
Why is Cody Bellinger not on the ballot? It's hurting my brain.
I don't know. Do we write him in at first base?
No, we write him in the outfield. That's where he plays. I'm writing him in right now.
Okay. Then at first base, real quick, you're going to go with Ryan Zimmerman.
This is an invalid write-in option.
Really?
What? Are we blind?
Try in the write-in.
I did. I wrote, maybe it's he's in first base.
Though. Oh, you have to do it at first base.
Okay. Well, fine.
Well, I don't know if I want to vote for him.
No, I don't think I will over Zimmerman then.
Well, I wouldn't vote for him over Paul Goldschmidt either.
Can I vote? It's an invalid write-in. What is happening?
Hey, mine let me vote for Bellinger, so that's your ballot's issue, not mine.
Do I have to type in Bellinger C?
I just wrote C-O-D-Y.
Oh, I found it. Okay. I can vote in for him. Okay. That makes me feel a little better. Okay, let's get started.
Okay.
I realize we haven't done anything yet because we just found out Cody Bellinger isn't on the ballot.
Which is ridiculous. Come on, baseball. Figure your life out.
Ryan Zimmerman is my vote for first base because he's been the best hitter in the National League for the entire season.
My vote is Paul Goldschmidt because he won't stink up a hot pile of garbage in the second half of the season like Ryan Zimmerman most likely will.
Probably.
So I'm going Paul Goldschmidt over the controversial Cody Bellinger. Currently, in the National League leaders as of a couple days ago, it is a pretty tight race between Ryan Zimmerman and Anthony Rizzo. Anthony Rizzo is having
a terrible season.
A terrible season and is 400,000 votes ahead of Paul Goldschmidt.
And Freddie Freeman not getting votes for me because he is hurt, just like with Mike Trout.
Once again, no love to Paul Goldschmidt.
And no love for Freddie Freeman. Dude, he was the best hitter for a month until he got hurt.
Man, you ain't got to convince me, dude.
He was amazing.
Freddie Freeman's a G. He's like a fantasy G and a half, too.
Second base is easy for me, too.
Second base easy. We'll just go through that. That's Daniel Murphy. Yeah. Adios. That moves that quickly.
Shortstop is pretty easy.
Jinx.
It's Corey Seager.
Oh, yeah. I like that guy. He's really good.
And there's nobody at shortstop in the National League who's anywhere near as good as he is.
Brad Miller in the National League?
Nope.
Dang it. Zach Cozart's having a nice year. He might be like comeback player of the year or breakout player of the year, whatever.
Who cares about Zach Cozart?
Come on. To make him feel good.
I'm going Corey Seager.
Hey, we're moving right along on this bad boy.
Well, I realize
how
long
Yankee
it took us.
Yankee fan who filled out 10 with Yankee votes.
You can't fill out one with... you probably could. Yep. It's really easy to click really quickly.
Yeah, it pretty much is. Yeah, especially when you know every player. I mean, literally, we know every player. Corey Seager at short.
Except for Michael Taylor, apparently.
Third base, are you going to go the mainstream way?
No.
Okay, because I already clicked mine.
I'm going Nolan Arenado. That's not mainstream. I'm assuming Chris Bryant's leading.
It's really close. Third base is really close. I have to...
And Chris Bryant, I believe, left today's game with a wrist injury.
An ankle injury.
Ankle.
And he may need to go on the DL. It is a mild to... bad ankle sprain.
Chris Bryant is leading Nolan Arenado by only 58,000 votes.
He'll lose that lead.
I thought you were going to say only 1 million votes.
And Justin Turner is behind them at third with...
who has just returned from injury.
Yeah, who's behind around plus or minus some change, 900,000 votes. So it's one of those two, and I hope my vote is... I hope it's a tie, and my vote goes to Nolan Arenado.
I hope... well, it is. You hope it pushes it over the edge. Whoop, whoop. Catcher is easy as well because it's Buster Posey and that's it.
Well, I mean, even if we didn't want Buster to win, he's going to win.
Right, but there's nobody else there that's even close.
Mr. Walters in Colorado. I'm biased.
Zero home runs and 13 RBIs.
I'm super biased. Throw that out. He's batting 288. That makes him a pretty good hitter. Yeah, Buster.
It's going to be Buster.
Starting in the outfield, this is quick. It's an alphabetical order, so I'll just go ahead and click one on Charlie Blackmon. If you don't, then you can stop watching baseball.
Bryce Harper, Charlie Blackmon, and I was going to write in Cody Bellinger in the outfield, but I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
I did. I wrote him in.
You wrote him in? They let you?
I wrote him in as an outfielder.
Okay, well, I'm not because I don't believe in rookies. So I'm debating here between, like, Ozuna.
He leads the National League in war. The outfield.
I like Ozuna a lot.
He has a 2.9 WAR, which is ahead of Harper at 2.6 and Bellinger at 2.5, followed by Michael Conforto.
Ooh, I like Michael Conforto. He's not getting my vote. I also really wish he wasn't hurt because I like watching Yoenis Cespedes, but he got hurt, so you don't count. I really like this stat right now of at bats. That's really making everything kind of come into perspective for me. And because of it, the leading at batter. I just totally made that up.
Is it like Ender Inciarte or something?
Yeah, it's Ender Inciarte with a .310 batting average and 31 ribbies and 10 stolen bases. You, my friend, get a click.
I just completely guessed that, by the way.
Well, the
Bravo
Braves,
me.
Yeah, the Braves need somebody, and Inciarte is going to be the one for the Braves.
All right, so in its entirety, my American League All-Star team, Justin Smoke, Jose Altuve, Carlos Correa, Jose Ramirez, Gary Sanchez, Corey Dickerson, Aaron Judge, Avisel Garcia, George Springer. 3 Astros, 2 Yankees.
Makes sense. I've got the same. I differ with you. I voted for Mike Trout because he could be dead, and I would vote him.
Instead of Avisel Garcia.
Yeah.
National League, Ryan Zimmerman, Daniel Murphy, Corey Seager, Nolan Arenado, Buster Posey, Bryce Harper, Charlie Blackmon, and Cody Bellinger, 3 Nationals in the National League.
I only differ. I went with Inciarte over Bellinger, and I went Goldie at first. Once again, another player who just gets no love. Who do you think, real quick, should be the starters?
Ooh, that's really tough because this year the pitchers have been not great. If you look at the American League and the National League, you don't see a lot of very good pitchers. I guess the starter would be Chris Sale in the American League. He's got the third lowest ERA. He's got far and away the most strikeouts in the American League. So I'd probably give it to him because the ERA leader is Jason Vargas, and he's not starting for my All-Star team. Lance McCullers and Irvin Santana down there too? No. My Cy Young pick, Yu Darvish, is in fifth. He got lit today, though. I'm going to pick Chris Sale in the American League to start. National League will be Max Scherzer because he's having the best year.
I'm going to go with... Yeah, it's probably Chris Sale, but you know who I'd really like to see just for S's and G's is Irvin Santana.
That'd be cool.
I mean, Dallas Keuchel would be nice, but he's been hurt for a little bit.
Hey, when is he coming back? Do we know?
I think he's like past the All-Star break.
Yeah,
like okay. The news is
because he had
bad,
the lowest ERA before he got hurt.
Yeah, and National League is Max Scherzer.
Yeah,
sorry, Kirsch, and I hate Max Scherzer, but that's a no-brainer to me.
Scherzer's been great this year.
Some really kind of interesting things to throw at you in the leading vote getters right now in the National League for outfielders are Harper, Blackmon, and Ozuna, with Hayward, Zobrist, Stanton, Kemp, Schwarber, Cespedes, Duvall, Fowler, Puig, Bruce, Worth, Cargo. And who was my third? Ender Inciarte.
Not on there at all.
Sounds like a wasted vote. Shortstop in the National League is, sorry, I got to squint to look at this. Leading by almost 300,000 votes at shortstop is Zach Cozart.
Over
Corey Seager.
Reds fans getting in there.
Reds fans showing up.
I heard Duvall was on that list in the outfield.
Yeah,
so.
Reds fans kind of showing up to make a case. Perez is dominating catcher. Outfielders in the American League, Judge, Trout, Springer. I think we said that. Brantley at 4, Garcia at 5. Mookie Betts at 6, Bautista at 7. I mean, now you're just getting...
Give it to Avisel Garcia.
Now you're just getting popularity contest. Justin Smoke, less than 50,000 behind Eric Hosmer.
Ooh. There you go. I actually am going to submit this. You need to put like your email and stuff in. I'm going to do it.
I think it allows me to just log into my stuff. Yeah. So that's it. I think that'd be kind of cool. And we're going, oh no. Yeah. You do got to do this. And you're going, we're going Sale and Scherzer.
Yes.
That'd be rad if it was just like Kluber.
Just randomly got in there.
Well, he's pitched well.
Luis Severino gets a start.
I think Kluber was the winning pitcher of the All-Star game last year.
Yeah, he was.
Just throwing that out there.
Didn't win the World Series, though.
Michael, that is rude. That is so rude. I'm going to change my Gary Sanchez vote. I'm voting for Sal Perez. All right, when we come back, Fantasy Grind is next. This is 1080 The Fan.
Fantasy baseball is easy if you know what you're doing.
Who's winning? What is occurring?
Which player should be in your lineup card?
I have today's forecast for you. hot.
And who should be sitting next to you in the dugout?
We're going back to work on fundamentals.
Fundamentals. In the middle of the season?
This is the Fantasy Grind, part of the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
It's 8:37, which means it's fantasy time. We do this bad boy every single Wednesday at 8:30. So if you got questions, we can help you out. Do the thing. Mike's teams are better than mine, so you should listen to him.
Barely. I almost pulled off a trade for Corey Kluber last week. Remember we talked about how my starting rotation was really bad?
Atrocious, yeah.
They've recovered slightly. They've had better starts the last week or so, but I tried to pull off a trade for Corey Kluber. I kind of made a starting offer. He instantly declined it. He didn't say anything back. So I offered him Rendon and Mitch Haniger because I think he was a Mariners fan. I was trying to prey on that a little bit. And he said, like the offer, just don't want to trade any of my starters. So I could have maybe gotten Corey Kluber, which I was trying to get. But I'm still going to keep an eye out to see if I can make a trade for a starting pitcher. But it's a tough year for starters this year. There's not a lot of guys who I feel like are worth trading for that you're not going to give up the house for.
Right.
I mean, if you get Scherzer, you're going to have to give up your best players.
I mean, I'm kind of just looking in my Yahoo League. It's like Scherzer, Sale, Kershaw, and then a stream of relievers.
In terms of total points.
In terms of quality and current ranking. You know, I mean, Felipe Rivero is the 26th currently ranked pitcher in Yahoo.
Who?
Exactly. For the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Be a reliever?
Yeah. You know, Chris Devensky, Andrew Miller, Kenley Jansen, Craig Kimbrell, Corey Neville. And then it's like Alex Wood randomly is the...
He's had a really good year, yeah.
39th bet, and Dallas Keuchel. And then again, then we're getting to dudes that it's like, do you really want to take chances on them? Do you want to take a chance on a Robbie Ray?
Well, Alex Wood is kind of scary because he's having a great year, but... You know Alex Wood. You know how inconsistent he's been in his career. It's the same with Robbie Ray. You know Ray's been bad in his career until this year. And he's pitching really well. So I'm kind of scouring the waiver wire a little bit here, the free agency pool. I added for yesterday two starters who I'm actually very happy with how they performed. I grabbed Drew Pomeranz, who's been really bad this year, but has had in his last seven starts. Has had, I want to say, almost all six were quality starts. He got pulled in the fifth in his last one yesterday. But I added him, and I added Sean Newcomb from the Braves, who I don't think anybody's probably heard of, although we did get a text about him. So far, I saw him on the list. He's a tier one prospect. Four starts in the majors, 1.48 ERA, 21 strikeouts to eight walks. And four of those walks came in one game. So he's got two walks, one walk in the other three. I added him. I'm keeping him. I'm going to see how he does. And we got a text on the Bridgeport Beers text line asking, do you go for a guy on a bad team like him or a guy like Zach Godley on Arizona who has upside but is on an average team? Or he's average in a good team. I go with the young guy. Take a chance on him. See if he pans out because the reward is so much higher than the risk. Because if you get... the next Jose Berrios, for example, right? The Twins. If you get, I picked him up last year when he first came up and he didn't pan out for me. But if you get lucky and he turns out to be like he was this year, like Newcomb is, then all of a sudden you got an ace that you picked up on a random free agent streaming day. I always go with the more upside guy with that.
Yeah. I mean, some stuff going on, at least in this Yahoo League. I mean, where'd you go? Didi Gregorius is still available in almost 60% of leagues, and he hasn't had the best last 14, but is a viable shortstop option. I'm just trying to look at this and see who are some good pickups that I've had. Tanner Roark is still atrocious, in case you're just tuning in.
I have kept him, but I am not starting him. I'm letting him sit on the bench to see if he figures it out. Because I know how good Roark can be. He was good last year, but one or two more bad starts like this, and I'm gonna cut bait.
So I got a question for you, Mike. In my keeper league, in my fantasy keeper league, you just pick six players, and they stay on your team.
Okay.
They essentially count as your first six picks, but not really. I mean, that's how the draft goes, but they're not really. It's not like, I want to keep this guy, and he's my number one overall. Oh, that's not what I mean. But what do I do? We were talking about Cubs catchers earlier. What do I do with Kyle Schwarber? I have NA slots, but my NA slots are for dudes you've never heard of.
Well, I'm imagining that
I get to carry over to the next year that don't count against my six.
Speaking of, Didi, two-run home run.
Awesome.
I imagine you don't have to make this
awesome, Didi.
Keeper decision too soon, right?
No, I don't, but he is taking a roster spot.
You got to keep him.
I don't drop him?
You have to.
You hold on to him?
He's
a 54th ranked player coming into the season.
He is a guy who has the upside of an incredible hitter. And he's been really bad this year, which is why they sent him down. He's got a lot of homers, actually, but he's not hitting for average.
By a lot of homers, you mean three? Oh, wait, no, that's over the last... Oh, that's three hits.
I think he has like 10 or 12 or something.
I'm looking at wrong stats, my bad.
But he's a guy you got to keep. Just put him into a spot.
12 homers.
Yeah, I right now, and this is something that I kind of subscribe to, is I don't really have a lot of backup hitters in a year in fantasy because most of your guys are going to play every day. And I'll take the risk. So my backups right now, and I guess I will if they come up and they perform well, but I've got Moncada and David Dahl in a DL spot and on the bench because I'm just waiting. And I don't mind not having a backup third baseman right now. So if Arenado's off or he's not playing, I can't put anybody in that spot. Actually, I could. I have Rendon. But you know what I mean. If right. Moncada was the only backup third baseman, I wouldn't mind because I'm waiting to see him come up and make an impact in the majors. So I like a lot of backup starters. I don't like a lot of backup hitters.
Yeah, I mean, the cool thing is I have Cargo on my team, and he went down. So that gives Travis Shaw a chance to play every single day because my first baseman is Mark Reynolds. So it's like, what am I going to do? My third baseman is Josh Donaldson.
Right.
And Shaw qualifies for both. So I'm glad that I got to sneak him in with Cargo on the DL. But when Cargo comes off the DL, I mean, do you drop Brett Gardner?
Maybe. Gardner hasn't been as good since that little hot month he had.
Right. But I just wanted to pick him up because I figured if you're a Yankee, you're scoring runs at least. If anything, you're scoring runs.
And he is. He is getting on base and scoring.
I mean, he is leading my team in stolen bases, which is not saying much.
Cargo's tough, though, because he's one of those guys like Schwarber. He's such a good hitter. He's having a really bad year.
Yeah.
You can't drop him.
I mean, my team is built on Carlos Gonzalez. It's Carlos Gonzalez, Jacob DeGrom.
That's a problem.
Chris Archer and Yu Darvish. Like, my team is built on pitching.
Yeah.
And that's why my hitting sucks so bad.
Yep. That's how it goes sometimes. I'm having injury issues. I've got Britton on the DL. I've had Cargo's on the DL, Zobrist on the DL. You know, I mean, not that Zobrist was playing well, but it happens every year.
Life is a beach ball. When we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up and probably make stuff up. You're listening to The Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
This is The Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
It's 8:49 here. This is Portland sports leader 1080 The Fan. We do this little show called The Hot Corner every single Wednesday.
You know it's going well for the Yankees when a prospect you didn't hear of before the year comes up for his first game and has two hits and two RBIs.
Oh, man, I get it.
Miguel Andujar.
Dude, how good is the Braves farm system if you're number two?
Really good.
Yeah, right? Because everybody I see on this team is balling out of control.
Well, this guy is... I didn't hear of him until this year, and he was in spring training, and all I know about him is that he was on MLB The Show for a little bit, and I played with him a little bit, and that's it. Now he got called up because Matt Holliday is sick, and they don't know what's wrong with him, so they put him on the DL, which is scary in itself. And first at bat, a two-run single with runners on second and third.
That's pretty rad.
There you go, Miguel.
I don't know why. I really need to go home and watch SpongeBob because apparently everybody knows about it except for me.
Yes.
But I
Jesse
do...
texted in his mayonnaise an instrument.
But I do want to throw a little, sad news for you all in the cartoon world.
Sad news?
Yeah. We are about 2 days away from Netflix no longer carrying Futurama.
Ooh.
And that, my friends, is a crushing blow.
Why would they make that decision?
I don't know. Like, the rights are up or something like that, or maybe they're getting tired of me turning it on and watching it for 4 hours even though I'm asleep. So I don't know.
And Hart just hit a double.
Who did?
The guy I was talking about.
Some dude we never heard of?
Yeah, Miguel Andujar.
Dude, man, I hope they deal Clint Frazier and he's good for somebody else.
No. No. Stop it.
Hey, I have some uplifting baseball news.
What's that?
Torrey Hunter Jr., son of Torrey Hunter, obviously.
This is not going well so far.
Torrey Hunter Jr. announced that he's going to have a son, so therefore Torrey Hunter is going to be a granddad. I thought that was cool.
Holy goodness.
Are they going to name him Torrey Hunter III?
They better.
They better. I've got a buddy, my buddy Eddie. He is the third. And, you know, we talked about this and, you know, him and he's been married for a couple years now. And they don't have kids. They don't plan on having kids soon, but they do want kids. And we had the conversation. If you have a boy, I mean, is he going to be Edward IV? And he was like, yeah, I mean, I think at this point, like, you're a junior, you can get away with it. But once you get the third, like, that family tradition's got to keep going.
You know, one of my groomsmen and my roommate in college is Edward Peyton IV.
Oh, he's an Edward as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Edward James Johnson IV.
I named my son Edward Francis Peyton.
You named your son Joe Fisher IV, right?
Indeed. Yeah.
So then we started
the guy that you work with over here, you know?
So then we started talking about
because your dad is Joe Fisher too, right?
Yes.
But you were not junior, you're just also Joe Fisher.
I am the third.
Oh, you are the third.
Dad's junior.
Yeah. I had no idea actually.
Yeah, dad's the third, hence why Joe Fish 3. It's not just a cute number at the end. But,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I am the third. Yeah.
And cool. So then I talked to my buddy.
You get to draw the IV, which I always think is a fun Roman numeral to draw.
So I asked my buddy, I was like, well, what happens if you have another boy?
Then
like you got two sons.
You get a free-for-all.
Pulls the George Foreman.
And so we decided that if he has another son, he's going to name him a la Brazilian style, Quattro. So he'll have Edward James Johnson IV and Quattro.
It is funny. I do refer
I
to
think
my
that would be great.
I do
That's
refer
an
to
awful
my son.
Name.
No.
Quattro, it's kind of cool.
See, as a man who lives there,
maybe
there
as
we
a
go.
Okay.
All I know is the Key and Peele skit. The Key and Peele skit where the guy is Quattro, Quattro.
Oh yeah, Quattro, Quattro.
Yeah.
On the East West bowl
game.
Yeah,
the East West showdown game.
I've never seen it, so Quattro's still good to me.
I refer.
You haven't seen that skit either?
Nah, man.
Oh my god.
Before you leave, I'm showing you that.
Yeah. I do refer to my son as fourth sometimes, though.
I ain't got time for TV.
This is pop culture lore from the last like 4 years.
Why do I gotta be in tune with pop culture?
Because that's
you are in media, maybe.
Yeah, you're a radio host.
Yeah, but I've been doing this show for 3 years and pop culture's never let me down.
Well, that's because you talk about the pop culture you know. What if someone
which is like 90s pop culture?
There's your problem.
Hey, they keep bringing me back. Although I keep getting locked out of the computer, and I swear it's a sign telling me that I'm actually fired.
He's on my login right now.
We actually
for like the third straight time.
We actually took him off the payroll about 3 years ago, but due to some glitch, he kept getting paychecks. So we just kind of fixed the glitch.
But he doesn't know it yet.
Yeah. No, we don't
need
fire.
You to move to the basement.
Yeah, we don't fire anybody. We only fire people on Fridays. We find it it's an easier transition.
You know, it's weird, and it was embarrassing for a while. It's not anymore. I didn't see Office Space until about, I want to say, 4 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I missed it in my childhood. Didn't see it, like, as a teenager. I've now seen it, like, four times, so I'm well-versed in Office Space, yep. But it was one of those where... Embarrassingly, I had not seen it for a very long time in my life.
Hey, Peter, turn on Channel 9.
Is it weird that I viewed, I can't remember the character's name, the guy who comes in and does the interviews when they're deciding who to lay off.
I view him as
from Scrubs, as the doctor.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the actor. But what are their names? They're like John and John.
Yeah.
Something like that. That's one of those movies. That's how
the
you
Michaels.
Know. The Michaels.
Right?
Are they Michaels?
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of Michael Bolton.
He's Dr. Cox from The Scrubs.
Yeah, yeah. I think the true test of a comedy and how great it is when you can find different quotes depending on what kind of mood you're in and say, that's my favorite. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When it's
that's my favorite.
Yeah, that's my favorite quote from that movie. And the next day happens and you're like, well, this is my favorite quote. Because right now I'm feeling the, when they go off about how much they love Michael Bolton and they're like, that guy, he's just so great.
The
and then
Peters.
He goes, yeah. And then he goes,
the Peters.
Yeah.
He goes, actually, you can just call me Mike. And their faces completely change. I think that's the best part.
Yeah. How about, I was thinking about it when we talked about Torrey Hunter. I'm like, you know, nobody gives Torrey Hunter enough credit.
It's the Bobs. Yeah, the Bobs. It's not the Peters. The main character is Peter.
Damn it, internet. You
it's
let me down
Bobs.
Again.
Oh, you looked it up.
The Bobs. Thanks, Text Lane.
Oh, it is the Bobs. Yeah. Thanks, Bob. No problem, Bob.
Bob. Yeah, they call me at home.
I was thinking about it. Torrey Hunter doesn't get enough respect, right? He was a really good player for a long time. Scrubs, as a TV show, doesn't get enough respect. Scrubs was hilarious.
Yeah, I think it's because...
Simmer that, down, Mike.
I think it's because that dude is kind of a tool.
And Zach the Braff? Other, yeah, or Zach Braff, I mean.
Zach Braff. And then the dude from Clueless is kind of a tool as well. Scrubs but everybody else on that show is great.
Scrubs was really funny. And they went on way too long. And they had like two seasons that they didn't need at the end. But the janitor was a great character. Dr. Cox was a great character. And I like Zach Braff. Maybe it's because I think he's from New Jersey. So I think that helps a little bit.
Definitely. He was in that stupid yet kind of awesome movie Garden State.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was like dumb, but I was like, oh, I kind of enjoyed that. Natalie Portman's super hot.
All right. I'm going to show you East versus West Bowl.
All right. When we come back next week, we'll, I don't know, we'll pregame the All-Star game. I don't know. Make stuff up. But in 2 weeks, we'll have John Sukanik in here for our midseason recap. That's always a good one. You're listening to The Hot Corner on behalf of Mike Lynch, Joe Fisher, I'm P. Harris. Get out there and go do something I would do, like watch Futurama for the next 3 days straight.